Welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estritori for Financial Services Online. First on our agenda today, the Insurance Council of Australia has surged ahead with strategic plans, tackling the weighty task of 78 recommendations from recent flood response inquiries. The release of a panel review makes significant strides, outlining a systematic and phased response to not only the original proposals, but extending to a further 101 critical suggestions. This course of action aims to simplify complex challenges and elevate customer benefits, competitiveness, and innovation. We are also witnessing the implementation of standardized policies and care for vulnerable customers. While we applaud these efforts, consumer advocates want to ensure further improvements like enlarged temporary accommodations and contractual enforcement come into play in this chess game of resilience building in post-disaster scenarios. We now eagerly await the next steps and official responses at the federal level. Shaking things up in the Australian life insurance arena, we have a high-stakes game of mergers and acquisitions. The players, MLC Life Insurance and Resolution Life subsidiaries, have agreed on a $13 billion deal. This significant shift will see the international heavyweight Nippon Life of Japan take the wheel, absorbing Resolution Life Australasia and the remaining 20% stake in MLC from NAB for a cool $500 million. Rising from the strategic shuffle will be Ascenda, predicted to become a leading light in Australia's life insurance sector. With a customer base of 2 million and an intense focus on client satisfaction and innovation, all eyes are on Ascenda. Regulatory approvals still fall in our path, but the new year is set to see a considerably altered life insurance landscape. Sounding an alarm in the cyclone zones of Queensland is Sure, a local underwriting agency. A recent report unveils distressing insurance coverage gaps in cities such as Cairns, Townsville, and Mackay. The risk of significant financial impact looms, with insurance policies falling short of actual rebuilding costs in the wake of rising expenses and the threat of severe cyclones. Anticipating warmer oceans and severe cyclones predicted by the Bureau of Meteorology, Sure urges homeowners to evaluate their coverage immediately. This proactive step is a critical safeguard for residents against increasingly fickle natural disasters. That wraps today's segment on December 23, 2024. Keep abreast of these evolving situations and more by visiting Financial Services Online at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori. Thank you for tuning in to your weekly insurance news.